Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Today I'd like to take you through a pattern of thought and action that is simple, but not always easy. And it's the pattern that is going to often reduce the conflict in your life. It's going to reduce the anxiety in your life. And it is going to increase your sense of well-being. But to get there, you have to practice it over and over. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Here's the pattern. The first thing you do at any given moment is discover what's going on in you. You just stop. Sometimes in response to something in you, I've got a bit of a headache, I just feel weird. Sometimes in response to something that has happened around you, oh my gosh, is this ice storm ever going to end? And no matter what triggers your awareness of, you know, something's not right, you stop and you begin to scan through your experience. You stop just engaging that voice in your head and you just listen to it for a minute. Oh, that's what I'm telling myself. You scan through your body and you go, oh, that's where it's sore, that's where it's tired, that's where there's tension or weirdness. You scan through your feelings. Oh, if I had to name it, I would say I was feeling this. And then when you have that sort of scan of just what's true at that moment, you can ask yourself also, could it be something else? Could this feeling that I'm having be what I ate for dinner and not anxiety? Or could it be I'm a little bit excited and not really anxious in a bad way? Could my response to that resistance not be anger, but just be tiredness or frustration? Or maybe even it's another form of, you know, real passion for what we're talking about. Maybe it's me not really initiating something with some other person, but telling myself, no, this is really important. So the discovery phase is two phases. One is the scan through your thoughts, your feelings, and your physical body, and just noticing what's there, and then being a little curious about how sure are you of those labels. The second phase, after discover, is decide. This is your reality. No matter what you wanted it to be or what you were afraid it would be, this is where you are now. Now that you've discovered it, what is it you want in this moment? This is always a choice. It's always deliberate. It's not about you made me feel, or I couldn't just get started because it was gray and there was freezing rain and I was so disappointed. It's, I'm disappointed, there's freezing rain, I'm tired, so what do I want now? And this is the part of the voice in your head that you're going to resist for a while. This is the part that's hard. It's not just hard to stop and say, hey, what's actually going on? And maybe the problem is as much in me as outside of me. But then to say, okay, given reality, what do I want now? And to make a choice. When you have decided, when you know what your next step is, when you know that there is something you want, then you do a reset. Okay, if that's what I want, how do I get there from here? Do I need to take a few breaths? Do I need to move around a little? Do I need to change where I'm sitting or what room I'm in or even what building I'm in to get a fresh perspective? Do I need a little input from another human being, even one who doesn't know about my problem, but just allows me to interact and gain some fresh energy? What do I need to do to take a reset, to assemble in me and around me the resources I need to make what I've decided happen. So let me give you an example of how these three things fit together. I've had one of those weeks, maybe you have too. I have way too much going on, way too much work. Business isn't that great, the phone's not ringing. You know how it goes. But one night this week, I got a call from my son. He and his bride have lived in their house for less than a year, and he was calling to tell me that somebody had broken in and the house was a mess. And when I said, "Do you want me to come?" he said, "Yes." Okay, check in. Where am I? Can I leave right now? Yes, what's the fastest way from where I am to where I need to be? Who do I need to talk to? Scanning through all of that, keeping my head clear, keeping relaxed, not because it was a relaxing situation, but because it was going to be a situation where my being able to be in my skin and breathing and relaxed would help me and the people around me. Okay, scan. Wow, I'm tired. Wow, I'm frustrated. I had all this stuff that I was supposed to be doing. All of that's interrupted. They're okay. All right, get out there. On the way out there, of course, I've already decided what is the most important thing for me right now. And the most important outcome for me at that moment had already become question, how do I help these kids feel safe in their home again? Some of it was logistical. Yep, there was nattering in my brain about how much has been stolen and how much can we afford to help and do they need to replace everything that was lost? Do they need it right away? There's sort of that running tally because my brain is usually going, going, going. But the more important of me was, what does it mean to feel safe? What anchors can I fire that will help them feel safe? How do I need to phrase the things I say in there? How do I need to encounter them and the situation so that they'll have that, oh, it's not good, but it's okay, we can cope kind of reaction. So that's the decide. And then the reset. Okay, all of these things have changed. The dinner I planned, gone. The evening of work I planned, gone. So how am I going to recalibrate for who I need to be for the next few hours? And it's not like, oh, I'm going to miss dinner and now I'm going to get a headache because I'm really tired. It's none of that script runs. The script that runs is, okay, how do I reset? How do I check my own tension? What do I notice in the situation that allows me to be confident and clear so that the kids can draw on that? Three parts. Discover what's going on around you, what's going on in you. Second, decide what do you want? It doesn't have to be even the right thing, it just has to be the thing that gets you to the next step, that gives you a focus and a feeling of being able to influence your own experience, to kind of take charge. And then once you have the decision, what do you need to reset? How do you need to feed your body, your mind, your spirit? How do you need to gather things around you so that you can move towards the new reality? Once this pattern becomes second nature, you will find it is much harder for people to engage you in crap you don't want to be a part of. Because as soon as you notice yourself being sucked in, you can very quickly check what's going on, decide what I want, reset my body and my mindset, so I can move towards what I want. You stop saying, it was the weather, it was the bad luck, it was that other person's bad mood, ruined my whole day, made me afraid, made me anxious. And you start saying, all right, this is where I'm at, this is what I want, this is what I need to reset to get moving towards what I want. Try it, and then try it again, and then try it again. This isn't easy. It's not something you do once and it sticks. It's something you practice over and over until you find your life is better. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.